Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Forget what you're thinking about at the moment and just chant. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Radhe, Hare Radhe, Hare Radhe, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Prabhu Paraj, Prabhu Paraj, Prabhu Paraj, Prabhu Paraj. Go Premanandi, Arigato.
Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Padavaraja Kachari Ashtata Satasi Simathistimangre Silabe Charanaravinda Shila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anand Koti Vaishna Vrinda Ki Jai Samavita Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaura Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to CC Guru Chiguranga. Saslava. All glories to CC Prabhupada. I think we can all move a little bit closer so that we are sitting more close together, because this will be... intensive, no. Malay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Sami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Vajanine Nirvishesha Sunyavari Askatyare Satarine.
Jai Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda. Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Go Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare.
One more time, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Bhakta gane drita karuna puraka malakara manorata puraka. O Lord, with your mercy you flood your devotees.
O Gospodine, sa svojom milošću preplavljuješ svoje bhakte.
O Lord, you fulfill the desires of your devotees.
O Gospodine, ispunjavaš želje svojih bhakte.
When Krishna entered the arena of King Kamsa, different people perceived him differently.
Kada je Krishna ušao u arenu kralja Kamse, različiti ljudi su ga vidjeli na različite načine.
The sweet cowherd boyfriends of Krishna poked each other in the side and said, "Look, see how our friend is dressed. He really is attracting everyone's attention." And they called out, "Ha ha 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 ha, he is very funny today."
Trojica Krišinih prijatelja, dječaka pastira, su se pogledali, gurnuli laktovima i rekli, "Ovaj naš prijatelj Krišna, pogledajte kako je danas obučen. On zaista veoma smiješno izgleda danas, privlači svačije poglede."
But when...
Ha, 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 ha.
Very good, very good. Translators, very good today. But to King Kamsa, he appeared like Lord Shiva dancing the Tandava Nritya at the destruction of the whole universe.
Ali za kralja Kamsu, on je izgledao kao gospodin Shiva koji pleše svoj ples uništenja u vrijeme uništenja univerzuma.
Yes, when Krishna and Balaram entered the arena, Kamsa just called his ministers and said, "Who is that down there?"
Da, kada su Krishna i Balaram ušli u arenu, Kamsa je samo pozvao svoje ministre i rekao, "Ko je ono tamo u areni?"
And his servants answered, "Yes, these are the two."
I sluge su odgovorili, "Da, to su ta dvojica."
Kamsa asked them, but what is in their hands? And why are their bodies painted red like that?"
A King Kamsa je upitao, "Ali šta je njihovim rukama? I zašto su im tijela obojena crvenom bojom na taj način?"
And his servants replied, "These are the tusks of your dead war elephant, Kuvalayadapida."
A sluge su odgovorili, "To su kljove tvojeg mrtvog ratnog slona.
They are covered with the blood of your elephant." Kamsa became agitated and forbid his servants to speak about Krishna Balaram. "They are so sinful, these people down there. They don't deserve that we speak about them."
Kamsa je postao tako uznemiren da je zabranio slugama da govore više o Krishna Balaramu. Oni su tako grešni.
The servants were immediately afraid and became silent. But then the effulgence of Krishna Balaram washed up the stadium and spoke very loud to King Kamsa. Oh Kamsa, don't think you are so strong.
Oh Kamsa, nemoj misliti da si tako snažan.
I can see Andrei from Split has an effulgence around his freshly shaven head. And imagine this effulgence would speak to all of us now. We would be shocked.
Vidim da Andrej iz Splita ima sjaj koji izvija iz njegove svježe obrijane glave. Zamislite sada kada bi mi vidjeli sjaj o kojem govorimo trenutno. Kad bi ga vidjeli, svi bili šokirani.
An effulgence which speaks. Kamsa had tried to kill Krishna so many times. But each time Krishna had responded by killing the servants of King Kamsa. Once King Kamsa had sent his demon friend Keshi, the magician who took on the form of a terrible horse. He expected any moment's news from Vrindavan that Keshi, who blocked the sun with the, you know, what is it called? The Schweif, the horse, you know, the horse tail, would have killed Krishna. King Kamsa had walked down, up and down in his courtyard, expecting the good news. But all of a sudden, Keshi, that monstrous horse, had fallen dead before his feet. Krishna had thrown him all the way from Vrindavan into Mathura, and it landed really before the feet of Krishna. Krishna had thrown him like an expert dart thrower.
I odjednom, u jednom trenutku, taj monstruozni, užasni konj je pao treskom ispod njegovih stopala. Krišna ga je zavrtio i svom snagom bacio iz Vrindavana i tako je konj, njegovo tijelo, konjsko tijelo je preletjelo skroz od Vrindavana do Mature i palo baš ispod stopala kralja Kamse.
Now Krishna came very close to King Kamsa and looked into his eyes. The two eyes met. The four eyes met. Then Krishna turned around to his friends and said, "Oh, he looks like someone who has already gone half the way to the other world. It is not too unfortunate to send him the other half."
Krishna se okrenuo svojim prijateljima i rekao, "Oh, on izgleda kao neko koji je već prešao pola puta do drugog svijeta. Pa nije baš velika nesreća da drugu polovinu pošaljemo u taj svijet."
Then Krishna very playfully started to play different games with his cowherd boyfriends and exchanged some news. Dvivnik.
I onda je veoma razigrano, Krishna počeo da se igra raznih igara sa svojim dječacima, pastirima, svojim prijateljima i rekao im je čak razmijenio neke vijesti.
Kamsa rose and with his ministers went down to the gate where he saw his dead war elephant who had just been dispatched by Krishna to the kingdom of death, and he was full of anxiety.
Kralj Kamsa je sišao sa svojim ministrima do kapije gdje se nalazilo mrtvo tijelo njegovog slona kojeg je Krishna upravo otpravio u kapiju smrti.
It had been foretold that Krishna would kill him. What was about this foretelling? Now, on the other hand, all the people who were in the arena became charmed by Krishna's transcendental beauty. People from all the outlying districts of Mathura were situated on the ranks of the arena. They started to just gaze at Krishna, who was playing in the arena, his lilas.
Ljudi koji su živjeli, koji su dolazili iz graničnih okruga Mature, nalazili su se u tom trenutku u areni i samo su počeli zuriti u Krišnu, koji je u tom trenutku počeo da izvodi svoje zabave, svoje lile u areni.
You know, it is said when one sees Krishna, one is always absolutely surprised how beautiful he is. And one tastes rasa, an astonishing taste in the heart. One feels like a brahmana who eats a rasa gula. When you eat a rasa gula, the first thing is your eyes widen in surprise. And if you are a bona fide Brahmin, you will say, ha ha ha. You won't believe it. It's not like laughing, it's just like, ha ha ha. It's amazement, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So by the force of Krishna's amazing beauty, the eyes of the people went wide open and their faces began to blossom. They looked all beautiful. Shukadev Goswami describes that the people started to drink with their eyes Krishna's beauty. Have you ever seen Indians drink? Somehow they pour the drink, I can't do it, it would get wet all over here. They just pour it down and goes to the stomach and they don't have to go, they don't have to swallow.
If you will notice.
Yes, grillo, yes, no grillo, yes. They just go, you know, like this, yes. So when Sukadev Goswami describes that the people drank with their eyes the beauty of Krishna, it means the eyes didn't do this grillo thing, this blinking, yes. They tasted the Lord with their tongues. That means a sweet taste started to come on their tongue.
Kušali su gospodina sa slatkoćom na svom jeziku, što znači kada su ga gledali, slatkoća se pojavila u njihovim ustima na jeziku.
And it is described that their nostrils began to open widely because they smelled the wonderful smell of Krishna.
I opisano je da su njihove nozdrave počele da se potpuno šire zato što su mogli pomirisati prekrasni miris gospodina Krishna.
Krishna's fragrance is as if you would have a lotus flower and smeared a little bit with musk and aguru This is another perfume. And then smell that.
Krišnin miris je kao da imate lotusov cvijet koji je malo premazan sa mošutom i anguru. To je još jedna vrsta mirisa i onda kad biste sve to zajedno pomirisali.
An ordinary human being smells like sweat. Krishna smells like a lotus flower. This musk and aguru. Yeah. So, and although the people had to remain sitting where they were, their arms went automatically like this, as if to embrace Krishna. They were all, you know, everyone on the seats went like, like this. And they started to spontaneously do kirtan. That means glorifying Krishna. When he was such a maledetse, he was just drinking the life out of the Putanavich. And he destroyed the wind demon. And then he went through the two big mammoth Arjuna trees and just pulled them down and it made bang. And this is the same boy who took the little finger of his left hand and lifted the very heavy Govardhan hill without any experience in weightlifting. So everywhere you would hear the people of Mathura talking about Krishna's deeds and his qualities, and they were just simply overwhelmed with ecstasy. Bilvamangala Thakur has composed a verse in his Krishna Kanamrita about the effect of seeing Lord Krishna.
Bilvamangala Thakur je napisao stih u svojoj Krishna Kanamriti o efektu koji se desi kada osoba vidi Krishnu.
He said, "Aho, the transcendental body of Krishna is very sweet. His face is even sweeter than his body. And his soft smile, which has the fragrance of honey, is sweeter still. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this verse, he composed another verse. He expressed something which we all have seen when we were in the night at the Jadranska, at the Adriatic Sea. He said, Krishna's body is like the ocean of sweetness. Above this ocean, the moon of Krishna's face has risen. And from the sweetest of all is from this face, there are the lips which are forming a smile, and this smile is like the rays of the moon dancing over the waves of the ocean.
I od tog lica najslađe od svega su usne koje stvaraju takav osmijeh. Taj osmijeh je poput mjesečevih zraka koji plešu na valovima.
When I lived in Hua, I once went with Madhva Muni and Kishori to the banks of the ocean, and it was the moon was rising, and we sat there, and we could see how the rays of the moon were all coming to each one of us. To Madhva, he thought the moon is only smiling at him. I was there, and Kishori, and we also thought the moon is smiling at me. In terms of the moon, this is an illusion, but in terms of Krishna, it's true. Krishna smiles at every one of us. And if you want to become free from misery, you must meditate about the smile of Krishna, Sanatana Yogi.
Krishna se smiješi svima nama. I stoga ako želite postati oslobođeni svih patnji, onda trebate, morate meditirati na Krishnin osmijeh.
This is a meditation which is given in the scriptures and which we will do at the end of our session today, to smile, no, to meditate about the smile of God.
To je meditacija koja je opisana u spisima i to ću mi raditi danas na kraju naše
So, I would like to chant this verse about Krishna's body like the ocean, his face, you know, like the moon, and the moon, his smile like the moonshine with you. And please repeat with me: Maduram, Maduram, Vapuasya Vibhur. Maduram, maduram, vadanam, maduram, madugandhi mridu, smitametadaho, maduram, 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 maduram. Yes, this is the poet. He describes transcendental body of Krishna is so sweet, but even sweeter is his face. But even sweeter than Krishna's face is his... You know everything. Yeah. So, my dear devotees, imagine there were these hundreds and thousands of people in the arena. Even the devatas had come from Svarga and other higher planets just to see Krishna. And the two boys, Krishna and Balaram, entered the heart of all these people through the pathways of their eyes. And their tongues started to taste the sweetness of Krishna. Their nostrils widened. And they threw their hands up in the air to embrace Krishna Balaram. At the same time, there was this wonderful music playing from the musicians. And Krishna was enjoying this scene. He loves the expression of love of his devotees. And in the midst, and the Mathuravasis start to scream out, Krishna is from our town. He was born here. He is one of us. He is a local man. He is so wonderful. He held the Govardhan Hill and he didn't get tired. He didn't shift his feet around, although he carried the hill for 7 days.
Krishna je tako divan, on je držao brdo Govardhan na svom prstu i uopće se nije umorio, čak se nije premjestio s noge sa nogu, iako je držao brdo Govardhan 7 dana.
And all of a sudden, all of them folded their hands and started to pray to Shiva. Oh Shiva, make it possible that Krishna kills Kamsa today.
I odjednom svi su se počeli moliti gospodinu Shivi. Oh Shiva, molim te, omogući da Krishna danas ubije Kamsu.
Kamsa heard all these talks and he could not do anything against it.
Kamsa je čuo sve te priče i nije mogao učiniti ništa protiv toga.
I want to sing now because I think you get the idea. It gets intense down there. Soon there will be a confrontation between Krishna.
Želim da sada dati vama zato što vidite sad postaje intenzivno, uskoro će se desiti jedan sukob.
But I would like to sing a little bit about Krishna with you.
Ali sa vama želim bih da malo zapevamo Krishna.
This song is from Gopal Champu, from Jiva Goswami.
Ova pjesma se nalazi u knjizi Gopal Champu koja je napisao Jiva Goswami.
Kastita dano anoj. Fünf, ne? Wie bitte? Fünf. Wonderful. We have a long song here for you. Tanu tata kubja chandana chitraka. Tanu tata kubja chandana shitaka kubja vakri mahridi krita chitraka kubja vakri mahridi nita nita. Little higher, little higher. Kangsa makastita danu anu yogya nagarajananam sukashata yogaka. Kangsa makastita danu yanu yoga nagara jananam sukha shadayo. One moment, we just find it. Yesterday we had another tune. What? One, two, three, one, two, three. Mataji, I'm a little foolish. I'm Kangsa, Kangsa Makastita. Okay, I have it. Kangsa. Na na Sukashata yoyaka, yes. Kamsamakastita danuanu yoyaka. Nagarajananam sukasata yoyaka. O Lord, who asked about the bow in Kamsa's Yagya arena. O Lord, who brought happiness to your people in Mathura. Kamsa danu maka danu anu banga tadaso danu rata yadu dishpangada Kamsa danu maka danu anu nana tadaso nana rata yodise bangada. O Lord, who broke the bow in Kamsa's Yagya. O Lord, who defeated many ferocious and invincible warriors. Hasti paumanu nijavatma samadaka tasmindritaroshi hasti vimaraka hasti pamanu nija vadma samadaka tasmindritaroshi hasti vimaraka hasti pamanu nija vadma samadaka tasmindrita roshi hasti vimaraka hasti pamanu nija vadma samadaka tasmindrita roshi hasti vimaraka. O Lord, whose path was blocked by an elephant driver. O Lord, who crushed the angry elephant. Bratra sahakari danta vibhushana rangam pravishan boja vibhushana Bratra sahakari danta vibhushana rangam pravishan boja vibhushana Bratra sahakari danta vibhushana rangam pravishan boja vibhushana Bratra sahakari danta vibhushana rangam pravisam boja vibhushana. O Lord, in your brother's company you entered the arena decorated with the elephant's tusks. O Lord, you are the ornament of the Boja dynasty. Gajarakta dibir angam parichita bahu vida bhavar vividam parichita Gajarakta dibir angam parichita bahu vida bhavar vividam parichitam. O Lord, your body was sprinkled with drops of sweat. O Lord, you are seen in different ways by the different groups in the arena.
Ya gajarakta
Jagati samatara pratimalaka kangsa grehata tat pratimalaka Jagati samatara pratimalaka kangsa grehata tat pratimalaka Jagati samatara Aprati malaka kangsa grehata tatrati malaka O Lord, there is no one in the universe who can defeat you. O Lord, please show your full mercy upon me. Let us sing now. Jaya, 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 vira. Jaya, 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 jaya. Jaya 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 Veera Jaya 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 Veera Jaya 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 Veera Krishna Krishna Jaye Jaye 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 Krishna Jaye 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 Krishna Jaye Jaye Krishna Jaye Jaye Krishna Jaye Jaye Krishna Jaye Jaye Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki Jai I think it's necessary because Krishna will now enter the arena of death and all these people are there to kill him. So we should show the Lord that we are absolutely on his side. I hope there are no secret servants of Kamsa here now. Hare Krishna. See, there was a rumor in Mathura. Narada had come one day to Kamsa and had said, the eighth son of Vasudev, who is supposed to be killed by you, has been brought by Vasudev out of the prison and into the land of Vrindavan. Kamsa had immediately run to Vasudev and he had screamed at him, you promised that you would deliver all your newborn children to me, but that eighth son you have smuggled out of the prison by some mafioso way. You have not kept your word of honor as a Kshatriya to another Kshatriya.
Kamsa otišao do zatvora u kojem se nalazio Vasudev i rekao je, počeo vikati na njega, ti si obećao da ćeš svu svoju novorođenu djecu odmah donijeti direktno meni, a ti si me sada prevario, ti si na neki mahijaški način izveo njega iz mature i odnio u Vrindavan, ti nisi održao svoju riječ časti koju kšatrija daje drugom kšatriji.
Kamsa, who had could fight with 10,000 people, had grabbed Vasudev and said, now I will kill you, you rascal.
Kamsa, koji se mogao boriti istovremeno sa 10,000 ljudi, skrbio je Vasudeva i rekao, niko je sad ću te ubiti.
One.
Jedan.
Two.
Dva.
Three.
Three.
At that last minute, Narada Muni had come. Stop! It is not written in the hands of Vasudev that he will kill you. It's Krishna who will kill you. Kamsa, you fool, even if you think that Vasudev deserves to be killed, be clever. It's more intelligent if you let him live for now.
Kamsa, budalo, čak i ako misliš da će ti biti korisno da ubiješ Vasudeva, pametnije ti ga da ga ostaviš sada na životu.
If you kill Vasudev, Krishna will hide and never come here.
Ako ubiješ Vasudeva, Krishna će se sakriti.
But every son is so sentimental that he likes to see his father. So keep Vasudev alive and invite Krishna to Mathura. And then he will think, I'm going to see my father. And then you can kill Krishna. It was at that moment where Kamsa formulated his devilish plan. He would invite Krishna simply for a wrestling match. And then Krishna, thinking I can visit my father, would sentimentally come to Mathura. And then the restless would just start to kill Krishna. So one of these killers was Chanura. When Chanura saw that the whole arena went out of control in love of Krishna, he just waved his arms and said, shouted, stop. And he looked to Krishna Balaram and said, listen, you two. Everyone talks about your wrestling. You should present your wrestling skills for the pleasure of the king now. Krishna very sweetly responded, yes, we want to please our king. But let us fight with the boys our age. That is more befitting. To wrestle with you would be inappropriate because you are extremely powerful and it would be like frogs fighting with elephants. Chanura went,
nee.
You just killed the war elephant, Kuvalayat Pita. You are not a frog. See here? In the midst of the arena, there's a roped-in area with fine white sand. That's the akara on which I and you will wrestle.
Vidiš ovdje u areni, ima jedno područje koje je okruženo konopcem i ispunjeno sa finim, sitnim, bijelim pjeskom. E to je upravo područje koje se zove akara.
You must know that Krishna never came to Mathura to fight or kill anyone. He is the Lord of love. But when he saw Chanura so determined to fight with him, he made up his mind. And they went into the akara. Jai Gopal, would you like to that we both demonstrate wrestling a little bit here?
So first what they did is they crossed their palms like this. Then, just to show their strength, they were pushing each other. Each one tried to push as hard as possible. We won't do more, otherwise you would be shocked. But Jai Gopal and me are very good in wrestling.
But I know Kishori was already supremely shocked, so we won't shock her more. This is how it started. But then they picked up speed. They started to jump through each other on the ground. And Chanura and Mushtika, each fighting with Krishna and Balaram, were becoming extremely aggressive. And as the people of Mathura looked on, they could understand this was no longer a harmless wrestling fight where the strength of each other is tested.
I kako su stanovnici Mature posmatrali, onda su shvatili da ovo više nije jednostavan obični hrvački meč gdje se testira snaga hrvača.
They were really trying to kill Krishna and Balaram.
Oni su zaista pokušavali da ubiju Krishna i Balaram.
You know, they started to move their legs in these ways. You know, with legs you can kill.
Počeli su trzati noge i znate da sa tim pokretima nogu možete ubiti.
And the people of Mathura began to shout out, Adharma, Adharma, it is against Dharma what is happening here. The woman started to say, why is no one protesting against this? You know, when you are in an assembly of people and something unright and injustice is done, if you are part of the assembly, you get part of the sinful reaction.
Znate, kada se nalazite na skupu ljudi, ako se na tom skupu ljudi dešava nešto neispravno i nešto nepravedno, ako vi ne reagirate na neki način da to zaustavite, onda to što se griješno dešava i vi snosite dio griješne posljedice.
Bavada, this is a very important point now.
Bavada,
the woman started to say, Niti Shastra say, when there is a sin committed in an assembly or society, all those who stay and don't say anything to stop it are tainted by the reaction of that sin.
Žene su počele govoriti, Niti Shastra piše, kada na nekom skupu ili u ljudskom društvu dešava se nešto što je griješno, svi oni koji ostanu na tom skupu ili u tom društvu, a ne ukažu na grijeh koji se čini protiv na njemu, su dodirnuti i onečišćeni, upravljani sa tim grijehom.
And the example is when Draupadi was disrobed in a public assembly.
Primjer se daje kada je pokušalo da se razodjene Draupadi na javnom skupu.
Krishna commented about this.
Krishna je komentirao taj slučaj.
He said, whoever was there in the assembly with Draupadi, while Draupadi was insulted, will be brought to me on the battlefield and will be killed.
Krishna je rekao, kogod da se nalazio na tom skupu, kada se pokušao uvrijediti, odnosno kada se vrijeđalo Draupadi, nije reagirao, bit će doveden pred mene,
I feel this is very important for us also in the society of Krishna consciousness. If we see something is going wrong, it's our duty to raise our voice and object.
Ako vidimo da se nešto odvija pogrešno, naša je dužnost da dignemo svoj glas.
When there is something impossible going on, one should either protest and stop the injustice or silently get up and leave.
Kada se dešava nešto tako nemoguće i nepravedno, osoba bi ili trebala dići svoj glas i protestovati protiv toga, ili ako ne može, onda u šutnji napustiti to mjesto.
In the public assembly, when Draupadi was disrobed by Dushasan, no one dared to say anything because they always looked at Duryodhan, the king whom they were afraid of.
Na javnom skupu na kojem je Dushasan pokušao da razgoliti Draupadi, niko ništa nije rekao, zato što su svi gledali oči uprti u Duryodhanu, svog kralja, i bojali su se njega.
My dear devotees, how is it in your life?
Dragi moj bhakte, kakav je slučaj u vašem životu?
Are you sometimes not saying something just before because you are afraid to maybe lose the appreciation of someone else?
Da li vi ponekad u svom životu nekada ne kažete nešto protivno samo iz straha da ćete možda izgubiti nečije poštovanje?
There is a saying in one Indian village.
U jednom indijskom selu postoji poslovica.
Once when the pet dog of the Kazi died, everyone went with the Kazi to bury the pet dog.
Kada je jednom umro pas koji je kućni ljubimac Kazija, svi su išli s Kazijem da sahrane kućnog ljubimca.
But when the Kazi himself died, no one went to his burial.
Ali kada je sam Kazi umro, niko nije otišao na njegovu sahranu.
This shows a dilemma.
To pokazuje jednu dilemu.
Dangerous group dynamics.
To je opasna dinamika grupe.
To please others, you are no longer in contact with yourself.
Da bi zadovoljili druge, vi više niste u kontaktu sa samim sobom.
Or even more dangerous, because you are afraid of others, you are not living your life, but you are living their, the life they project on you.
Ili čak što je opasnije, zato što se bojite drugih, vi više ne živite svoj sopstveni život, već živite život onaj koji oni projiciraju na vas.
These women of Mathura who loved Krishna so much were the only ones who spoke up against this Adama, where the restless tried to kill Krishna with mean tricks.
Te žene Mature su bile jedine koje su progovorile protiv Adarme, kada su Hrvači pokušali sa podlim podmuklim trikovima ubiti Krišnu.
In your life, my dear devotees, you need to raise your voice.
U svom životu, moji dragi bhakte, im trebate podići svoj glas.
You need to express yourself to Krishna.
Trebate se izraziti prema Krišnu.
Also on this summer camp, don't just sit and talk about others and more about others and still more about others until the sun sets. You know, follow your deep yearning to become closer to Krishna.
Također na ovom ljetnom kampu, nemate samo sjediti u naokolo i pričati o drugima i još pričati o drugima i još više pričati o drugima sve dok sunce ne zađe, već slijedite svoje duboko unutarnje čežnju, svoju unutarnju čežnju da se povežete sa Krišnom.
Many spiritual people are like poets.
Mnogi duhovni ljudi su poput pjesnika.
Poets who do not write their own poems, but the poems others expect of them.
Pjesnici koji ne vole svoje pjesme, već koji ne pišu svoje pjesme, već pišu pjesme koje drugi očekuju od njih.
These people don't live their own lives.
Ti ljudi ne žive sopstvene živote.
But the lives others expect of them.
Već žive živote koje drugi očekuju od njih.
They dress in a way others expect them to dress.
Oblače se na način na koji drugi očekuju od njih da će se oblačiti.
They talk in a way others want them to talk.
Govore na način na koji drugi žele da oni govore.
Live your own life.
Živite vlastiti svoj život.
Be authentic.
Budite autentični.
Express your devotion to Krishna boldly and courageously.
Izrazite svoju devociju prema Krišni smjelo i hrabro.
And when you are in the email, write your name in the email, not your kami name.
Kada pišete svoju email adresu, onda napišite svoje duhovno ime, ne svoje kami ime.
Hare Krishna, I want to now say, for practical purposes, it may be good to write a passport name sometimes. The ladies continued to talk. Look at Krishna's lotus face. He is covered with the drops of perspiration as he wrestles. And he resembles a lotus covered with a hue, with morning dew. But then they said, look at Balaram's face. His eyes are copper red with anger. He doesn't like the mean tricks of Mushtikas. And see, his beauty is enhanced because he often laughs as he is involved in the fighting. Jiva Goswami has described the difference between Krishna's fighting and Balaram's fighting in a very poetic way.
Jiva Goswami opisuje razliku između Krishna's borbe i Balaram's borbe na veoma poetski način.
When Krishna runs towards an angry enemy, he remains extraordinarily peaceful.
Kada Krishna trči prema izuzetnom vanrednom neprijatelju, on ostaje izuzetno miran.
He keeps on smiling.
On se nastavlja smiješiti.
But Balaram, when he runs towards an enemy, his eyes and face are red from anger.
Ali Balaram, kada on trči prema neprijatelju, njemu se i oči i lice zažare, zacrvene od srdžbe.
It appears to be Balaram's nature to manifest the fiery brilliance of Krishna.
Čini se da je priroda Balarama da pokazuje, da manifestira Krishnu briljantnost, njegovu sjaj, njegov sjaj.
So, let us just, should we just finish with Chanura?
Hoćemo da se završiti sa Chanurom.
Chanura. No, Krishna could hear how his devotees were talking.
Krishna je mogao čuti kako njegovi bhakte govore.
He could see that his devotees were full of distress.
Mogao vidjeti da su bhakte puni uznemirenja.
And he decided, let me bring this fight to an end.
I on je odlučio, hajde sad ću završiti sa ovom borbom.
At this time, his blows became hard like the lightning bolts.
U tom trenutku njegovi udarci su postali teški poput udaraca munje.
Chanura began to think, why did I force this boy to fight with me? Why did I do this terrible mistake?
Chanura je pomislio, zašto sam prisilio ovog dječaka da se bori sa mnom? Zašto sam učinio tu groznu grešku?
He was getting exhausted, Chidi. At that time, Chanura could have and should have surrendered. When you get exhausted to run around in this world without having surrendered to Krishna, you get surrender. But out of this demoniac self-respect, he just didn't get the courage together to surrender.
Ali zbog tog demonskog samopoštovanja nije smoglo snage da se preda.
In a sudden surprise move, he took his hands like this, both ends, and he wanted to bring them down on Krishna.
U jednom trenutku iznenada sklopio je tako ruke i želio je udariti tako s njima Krishna.
But Krishna very elegantly took the hands like this.
Ali Krishna veoma elegantno uzeo ovako njegove ruke.
And then he whirled Chanura around and around with increasing speed.
I onda je vrtio u krug, vrtio i vrtio Chanuru brzinom koja je stalno rasla.
And he kept on smiling. Chanura looked at the smiling lotus face of
Krishna.
And tears of ecstasy began to run down his face. And then Krishna just very took him and released him. Chanura had already left his body when he looked at the eyes of Krishna and thought, wonderful. So only his dead body rushed through the sky. Krishna threw him out of the akara.
Krishna ga je izbacio iz akare.
Far away on the stone ground.
Daleko, daleko na kamenom tlo.
And everyone just jumped up, waved their shadas, jai, jai, Shri Krishna, very good, very good.
Samo skočili sa svojih mjesta i mahali šadarima i govorili, jai, Krishna, jako dobro, jako dobro.
When Mushtika saw Chanura's technique, he also decided to make a surprise move.
Kada je Mushtika vidio Chanurinu tehniku, i on je odlučio da napravi jedan iznenadni prikriveni pokret.
But Balaram thought, let me bring this to an end.
Ali Balaram je pomislio, hajde da ovo privedem kraju.
He just took his palm, open palm, gave him one slap.
Samo je raširio dlan i udario mu šamar.
And he turned around like a tree in a hurricane. And he fell also down on the ground shouting, Jai Balaram! Yes. There were many other wrestlers in the arena. And the wrestling game meant that now their chance was to attack. Thousands of strong-bodied wrestlers rose. They had one thought. Kamsa is the next. We are better intelligent. They turned around. And they ran out of the arena. And everyone, Krishna and Balaram laughed. And everyone shouted, well done, well done. So Hare Krishna. So now we will do one last thing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I request all of you to sit straight. I request you to breathe out deep. And inhale deep. Our idea is deep inhale and deep exhale. And you kindly listen what I will read to you. Krishna, you entered the arena. Don't forget to breathe. You were decorated with the glorious splendor of a hero. On your shoulder rested the mighty task. Please be satisfied with me. Your lotus face was decorated with drops of perspiration. Because you embody all different rasas, all the people in the arena saw you according to their different states of mind. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, O Krishna, you are the supreme hero. O Krishna, you are the supreme attractive one. O Krishna, you are the supreme Lord of love. You are the supreme friend, the supreme controller, the supreme darling. You are the supreme force of time. You are the supreme spiritual master. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, you are the supreme truth. You are the supreme object of all my service. You charm all the three worlds and all those in the arena who saw you with love simply chanted your glories. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Sing, please sing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. One very important announcement. The day after tomorrow is the day of the days. The day after tomorrow, for the first time in the history of summer camps all over the world, we will prepare a special yagya. The yagya pit is your ear. The tongue is the spoon through which you pour the ghee. The ghee is the holy name. And the yagya will take place in your heart. At the end of the yagya, you will experience how Krishna will come forward like the flames which rise in the fire. The day after tomorrow, the main priest will not be Ananta Shesha. No, no, the main priest will be each one of you. We will start our chanting yagya at 12 o'clock in the morning and end it at 10 o'clock in the night. What is with prasadam? There's ample prasadam for 4 hours in the day. I mean, breakfast we have all taken by 10 o'clock. From 12 to 4 o'clock there will be ample prasadam. We will make a list who is chanting at which time. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu has agreed to chant 2 hours with us. And the young Otats Ojashvi from Bosnia is in the process of coming, I heard. It will be a wonderful experience. Now, I know that many of you have very active tongues and you like to talk from morning till evening about the different news and what he said and how she looks and the new frisura of her and the new seeker of him. And all these super important subject matters. And some of your tongues have not yet become tired. Tomorrow you can just engage them, all these tongues, in the service of Krishna and become truly satisfied in your life. And then we can, of course, talk very nicely about, you know, about important things with others. I'm not saying that these talks are not important. They are very important for us to see our friends and talk whatever we wish to talk. But tomorrow I request you, parkirate your important subjects. There is ample opportunity, or not tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, yes.
Ali preko sutra ja ću vas moliti da vi parkirate svoje veoma važne teme negdje drugo i da onda samo predate se toj službi. Ja sad naravno ne govorim da su sve teme nevažne, važne su mnoge o kojima govorimo, ali preko sutra ćemo se predati ovoj službi.
These temas will not run away from you.
Te teme neće pobjeći od vas.
But it's only since 30 years or 40 years of staying in Serbia, we have a 12-hour kirtan. It's a unique opportunity. And you will have to wait for another year that it returns. So please try to take part maximum amount of time.
Stoga molim vas, pokušajte učestvovati sa maksimalnim, sa najvećim iznosom vremena koje možete.
My personal minimum is 6 hours.
Moj lični minimum iznosi 6 sati.
From 6 to 8 I plan to take.
Planiram da učestvujem od 6 do 8 sati.
6, yeah. Wait a minute. Yeah. No, I think around 6, yes. Because one has to also eat and sleep and so on, but maximum amount of time for chanting. Please start to prepare yourself already, and there are many surprises. I heard two very, very special personalities will come from America. It's a surprise. So that's the day after tomorrow. Today, I want to invite you. We have a very interesting slideshow which we want to show, which is an interactive slideshow where we will sing and hear about Krishna, and I think you will like it very much.
Danas želim da vas pozovem na jedan veoma važan, interesantan slideshow. To će biti interaktivni slideshow u kojem ćete vi moći da gledate i slike i da pjevate i da učestvujete. Vidjet ćete, vrlo interesantno. Mislim da će vam se sviđati.
Thank you very much and Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Madhva Muni is also here.
Također večeras se posjećujemo odmah nakon kirtana. Imaćemo